Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Thank you for gathering here once again. As usual, I'm just so excited to just come together with each and every one of you all and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another work week. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning and breathing a fresh breath of air down my lungs so that I can live again to just do it your way, meaning God's way, to do it God's way, to get it right with the Lord, and to just give his name the utmost praise that he deserves. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in. I'm just so excited this morning just to give God glory and just to be hosting these prayer calls with you. I don't take it for granted that this assignment has been given to me, and I'm just forever grateful just to share this stage with you all, because honestly, this is a time where you can share your testimonies. This is a time where you can provide prayer requests in the chat or provide prayer requests to me via email, and we can definitely pray into that together, okay? All right, so let's get into it this morning. Well, first off, before we start, I know last week I sent out a really great message letting you all know about the daily bread list that I'm starting. Actually, it got started last week. So if you were on the list, you got some information. You got this nice message, a nice inspirational message. And so I'm so excited to be starting that list and be serving you in that way. But if you want to join the list, you can simply text. Simply text the word bread. Yes, the word bread, B-R-E-A-D. To the number 201-357-3218. Again, that's text the word bread to 201-357-3218, and you'll automatically be added to that list and receive the inspirational messages throughout the week.
All right. Okay, y'all. So the Lord has been dealing with me. He always dealing with me. And I know some of you are like, the Lord always dealing with me too. But he has been dealing with me in this and giving me this specific word for the longest time. And I was just like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about it this morning because it was so heavy on my spirit. And the Lord gave me the one of the scriptures to really bring to you all this morning. So the word that has been on my heart for the past couple of weeks is the word suddenly. Suddenly. And that song that was just played was not played by accident. It was played on purpose. The name of the song was called Suddenly, 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 Suddenly. And one thing that it kept saying is that my God changed me. I'm not the same. And he did it suddenly. I'm going to say that again. It said, my God changed me. I'm not the same. And he did it suddenly. And what gets me is it's the part, the last part. It's the, and he did it suddenly. Suddenly. And so I keep saying that word. And if you've been following me and listening to the prayer calls for some time, you already know I love to break it all the way down. So the Lord led me to look up the definition. Got a couple of definitions, but all in all, you're going to see that they're one and the same. So suddenly, it's defined as happening or coming unexpectedly, quickly, and unexpectedly, in a sudden way, very quickly. Or unexpectedly, right? Very quickly or unexpectedly. So, and then it goes on since it say use it in a phrase. This is the way they use it in a phrase in the dictionary. It says all of a sudden, or less commonly on a sudden, all of a sudden. And what does that mean? It means sooner than was expected at once. Sooner than was expected at once. How many of y'all are really praying right now for something to happen for you in this season, for something to come to pass in this season? You've been praying, you've been tarrying in your prayer closets, in your prayer rooms, or wherever you be praying at. You've been praying, you've been asking God, God, do it for me. God, do it for me. If it ain't about you, God, I don't know who gonna do it, but God, do it for me. Do it for me. Do it for me. I don't know about you, but I've been in my prayer closet heavy. I've been in my prayer closet heavy, heavy, not just for me, but for my family, for you all, for people that I encounter on the streets, for people that I just automatically just see in a, and I know I told you all this story, but seeing the emergency vehicles and just saying in the name of Jesus, suddenly do it for them in the name of Jesus. But all of a sudden, let's go back to that phrase. All of a sudden, it means sooner than was expected at once. Sooner than what was expected. And so of course, we got to get some scripture, right? The Lord brought me to Acts 16, 25, 34. Again, Acts 16, 25 through 34. And so, just to give you some background, this is about the story about Paul and Silas. And if you're not familiar with this passage, I encourage you to read the entire Acts 16, but I'm starting from 25 verses 25 through 34. It's a great story. So definitely start from the beginning and go all the way down into to what we're talking about this morning. But this is a suddenly story, right? And so chapter tw well, verse 25 states, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, this is verse 26. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake, not the that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailers woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I don't know about you all, but when I just read that, I just saw a whole movie taking place in my head. I saw the visuals of everything that was going on. But can I just zone in onto that one part where it says, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. So my friends, all in all, Paul and Silas were praying to who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he came through suddenly for them. It says with a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and at once all the doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. So my friends, if God did it for Paul and Silas, what makes you think that he can't do it for you? What makes you think he can't give you a suddenly testimony? What makes you think he can't do suddenly for you? And so I just want to declare and decree right now that God will give you a suddenly testimony. Can you just say right now, a suddenly testimony is my portion. A suddenly testimony is my portion. Yes, 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 yes. If you have access to the chat, definitely put it in the chat. Say a suddenly testimony, is my portion. A suddenly testimony is my portion. And so I want you to really read into that scripture this week and just marinate on it and see what God is really sharing with you in regards to this story and this passage. I just read a few of the scripture or a few of the verses for you with the Acts 16, specifically verses 25 through 30, but it gives you the sense of what we're getting into this morning. Suddenly is your portion. And so I just want you to say with me, a suddenly testimony is my portion. I don't know what you've been praying about or tarrying over in this season, but God is going to give it to you suddenly. Suddenly God will turn your career in your favor. Suddenly God will give you clarity. Suddenly God will give you direction. Suddenly God will restore your health better than before. Suddenly God will turn your financial situation around. Suddenly God will mend broken relationships. Suddenly God will shift the atmosphere that you find yourself in, whether it's a toxic relationship, whether it's a toxic work environment, whether it's anything that is not of God. God can suddenly turn that thing around, because we always talk about who is the God that we serve. We don't serve no rinky-dink God. We don't serve no God off the streets. We serve the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Most High God. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We serve Jehovah Jireh. He is always going to be our provider. He's always going to supply every one of our needs. That's who we are serving. And in any given season, right? In any given season. So I just wanted to share that with you all this morning, because I was like, okay, Lord, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the word suddenly. We're going to talk about suddenly being our portion. And I know it can sound so like, oh, really? Is that really my portion? Because I don't feel like things are happening suddenly. But you may not feel like it, but trust and believe that if you keep the faith, I believe if you have the faith and you really believe in who you're in, your God, and how he can come through for you, it can be a suddenly testimony that you have. Suddenly, I was healed. Suddenly, my finances was okay. Suddenly, I received that phone call for that interview. Suddenly, I got the phone call saying I got the job. Suddenly, the atmosphere in my workplace changed. Suddenly, portion is your testimony. Suddenly, testimony is your portion. Yes, suddenly, testimony is your portion. And I just pray into that for each and every one of us this morning with excitement and with expectations that it will come to pass. Can we talk about that? With excitement and expectation, right? When you have excitement and expectation it's going to come to pass, listen, can't nobody steal your joy on that. Can't nobody talk you down from the ledge and say, oh, my God's not going to come through. But because you know the God you serve, because you know the very fact that the God you serve is a good God. The God you serve is like none other, and he can do all things for you. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? That's right. All right. Okay, y'all. Well, I hope that message definitely penetrated your heart and you heard my heart on it as well, and that you'll go back to Acts 16, 25 through 34, marinate on that, eat on that this week. And if you're on the text messaging list, I'll definitely send this out to you so that you can have it for your studying pleasures this week. Okay. All right. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we just thank you for allowing us together here today and just say thank you for who you are. Not thank you for just what you've done, but thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being in the courtrooms when we need you. We thank you for being in the doctor's offices when we need you. We thank you for being in the interviews when we need you, God. We thank you for giving us the words to say, even though we don't even know what to say, God, at times. But thank you. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to give us the words to say, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the favor that you have bestowed on our life, God. We thank you for protection. God, protect us this week as we go and travel the highways and the byways, Lord, of life, and let be there every around every corner, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, protect us from danger seen and unseen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we just ask for a special hedge of protection around us, around our families, God, in any place that we enter, God, and come out, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you dispatch your angels around every vehicle that we find ourselves in this week, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for the jobs that we have, God. We thank you for the jobs and the career opportunities that we are seeking in the name of Jesus. God, if we find ourselves not in a not so good situation in our career, God, we ask that you turn it around and turn it around suddenly in the name of Jesus. We just call on you right now, God, and thank you, and just declare and decree right now that a suddenly testimony is our portion. It's our portion, God. If you did it for Paul and Silas, God, in the Bible days, God, we know that you can do it for us. We know that you can do it for us. If you did it before, you can do it again. So, God, we just know that you are God of an encore, and that you don't just do it again and again and again, but you do it better and better and better. So, God, we just thank you. We thank you for the victory on the other side of the career drama that we may be facing right now. We thank you for the victory on the other side of the health challenges that we may be facing right now. We thank you for the victory and the relationship challenges that we may be facing right now. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for just whispering to us everything that we need to hear. We thank you for clarity. We thank you for direction, God. Allow us to hear your voice and not our just our own voices, God, but to hear you, Lord, in any in what we need to do, and hear you and give us the glory and give us the clarity, give us the direction, direct our paths, God, in the name of Jesus, and send us the resources we need in order to do what you have called us to do, in order to go to where you have called us to go, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and beautiful work week. We just thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives right now. And we give you all the glory, all the praise. If you come into anything negative this week, just simply say, God, fix it, and give. And I just declare and decree a sudden shift in the atmosphere for you right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, you all, I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.